Those on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, threw the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of bells. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul.
Settles in your soul.
Does settle in your soul.
Good morning, Jefferson.
How y'all doing this morning?
Are we bright-eyed and bushy-tailed? Sort of.
I guess I'll be bright-eyed. You can be bushy-tailed.
All right. Hey, happy Mother's Day to all the beautiful mothers, grandmothers, great-grandmothers, great-great-grandmothers that are out there today.
Yes, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you and bless you all.
Mm-hmm. Ashley.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, my dear.
Happy National Clean Up Your Room Day. I don't think that's a coincidence.
Yeah, that probably isn't. You are listening to KCNR. You're listening to Jefferson State of Mind, M-I-N-E. Twist on words there.
Mine.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, where the music sounds better, 1460 AM. If you have any questions or comments, you can call into 530-605-4567, 530-605-4567. And I'm very delighted to have my partner here. He was going to have to be on assignment. And at 8:45, we talked, and he's here. Happy to have you here, brother.
Happy to be here.
Anyway, Sally Lou, Rally Sally, happy Mother's Day to you. I know I've got a future. I know.
No, you don't.
Anyway, we had some interesting things go on this week. We had a rally yesterday here in Redding, California, and there was around 250 people, no matter what the news media said. Of course, I don't know what they said. I don't even know if it was in the paper.
I don't know.
But anyway, we had about 250 people, and we stood on the corner of Hilltop and
Dana,
and we were waving flags. We had signs. We had all kinds of good stuff going on. And a lot of this was spurned on by a lot of the things that people are doing now. The Freedom Angels have been wonderful. You know, young mothers that are out there standing up for liberty, understanding that they want to have a country that's free and has liberty. You know, and my granddaughter called me yesterday, Desiree, and she called, and she said, Grandpa, you know, I've been looking at this stuff, and I can't understand what's happening to this country. And it was very compelling what she told me. So it is Mother's Day, and she is a mom of my great-granddaughter, Lily, and we have her on the line right now. Desiree, darling, how are you, honey?
Hi, I am doing good. How are you?
I'm good. So you came to a realization about your country and about where your family is and everything. You want to tell people about that, huh?
Yeah, I would love to. Yes, I did. I didn't really dive into politics too much growing up. I think it's just something a lot of people when they're younger tend to overlook. For the most part, I mean, there are some people who are raised in already having that desire, but I didn't at the time, and I would say if there's anything I'm grateful for with what's going on right now, it's that it pushed me towards understanding the seriousness and the importance of being educated on political matters going on in the world. Because if you are educated, then you are going to be able to do something or argue back and not just nod your head along with whatever people are telling you you need to do. And what has been concerning me so much lately is really just about children and this growing up and being raised in this time. Because I have been a preschool teacher for I want to say almost 5 years. And I love teaching preschoolers, and I love it because for the most part, children don't always have a safe place to come back home to. I get kids that come from broken homes all over, and then I have kids who have great homes. And no matter what, their parents need that child care. And so for anywhere from 8 hours a day or 4 hours a day, you are their opportunity to know who Jesus is, and you're their opportunity to teach them what it is to be a good person. And I was having a conversation with my boss the other day about the possibility of us opening back up, because I'm at a private Christian school, so we can fight back a little bit harder with the regulations with preschools in comparison to public preschools. And she is living in fear right now and was sharing with me that when she was having these conversations with licensing, that they were scaring her with how many just really strict rules would have to be applied once they allowed her to reopen.
Wow.
They said that she is not allowed to reopen until June 30th.
Wow.
And initially they said, well, you're allowed to reopen on April 2nd, I believe it was. And then you're allowed to reopen on May 4th. And now you're not allowed to reopen until June 30th. And they said that if you are to reopen, these children are only allowed to play together 6 feet apart. They are not allowed to hold hands. They're not allowed to hug each other. They can't do anything engaging like playing dress up or like sensory play together, because it's just too dangerous. And that if anyone were to get sick with COVID-19, the whole school would need to shut down for 2 weeks. School is preschool to high school. It's a whole private school, and so that's a lot of people who would be affected.
You made a good point when we were talking yesterday about how you need that with Lily. You understand she had it. You want to talk about these and how germs and how you fight.
She had 2 surgery when she had muscles in her throat and having issues and her throat, and so we just keep her in place now. Tell surgery is because not enough. Just everything all together. She was sick at times because currently shielded. Her book for, I want to say, about a time when, you know what, if I normally didn't, I'd be happier, wouldn't have more.
You know, I want to yeah. Your family's all okay. Angels.
No.
Melissa, I love you being here. So we're going to have to go. Perfect. Let's get her done.
What is earned by stand by relief after the
95, Tori in the United Mythology. Exclusive gastroenterology delivered in 24-hour iPad or go.
Option fees time to add to your family. Enjoy here and help in English in our folding laundry. Visit our website, Facebook, under every.
We all had friends looking at kind of well for your one important to, and it to be able to order and provide night. Let us help.
I'm putting that in my case.
Oh, that'll be great. You know, I want to thank you ladies for all you do. We had a rally here yesterday in Reading, and we had just about 300 people show up, which was really good. And, and of course, there was, I have to say that our law enforcement kept their distance, and a couple of them drove by, and there was, I think that there's a general sense in a lot of the northern counties up here that they're not going to adhere to the illegal orders of our governor. And, you know, the more that he does, the more things that, I mean, the way that you were treated, the way that, that he treats
Everybody.
I mean, if you go out and use your First Amendment right to address a grievance, to peaceably assemble, you can get arrested. But if you're in jail and you're a criminal, he'll let you out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just nonsense. And I think that everybody's sick and tired of it. I guess the sheriff down there in Sacramento said
Sacramento County Sheriff's not enough too.
He said, you know, hey, we need to end this.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Hi, so friends. Tara's here too.
And I wanted to let you know, Denise just jumped on as well. So all three of us are on with you right now.
Trifecta.
Hi, good morning.
Got all the angels.
Hey, Tara.
Good morning. Hi,
Denise. You there?
Yep.
She's there. Yeah, thank you.
Great. Hi, ladies. Got all three of you. Got the triplets. Good. And we had quite the rally yesterday. And, you know, the thing is that we are starting to open. Our restaurants are going to be opening here, I believe, next Saturday. They're now in the process of ordering food and getting the employees back, et cetera. And I know that Gavin Newsom, our dictator, actually is going to punish the counties that are open, like Yuba, Sutter, and Modoc, by withholding money from them. And that's where a lot of the boards of supervisors have sort of got their, they've kind of gotten in a corner there and a little nervous about not getting this disaster money. Anything down there in your neck of the woods of county saying, hey, we're going to reopen?
So I'm in San Joaquin County. This is Denise. I'm in San Joaquin County, and our sheriff has said that they are really going after education and not arrest. But let me know, everything changes every single day. We know we had a rally here in Stockton, and about a dozen people showed up, but I don't see the Stockton PD was actually enforcing anything either. So, I mean, what Gavin Newsom is doing is exactly what he was complaining about when President Trump was withholding funds for having a sanctuary state. I mean, and he threw a huge temper tantrum. We need our, you know, city supervisor, our county supervisors and our city councils to really get behind us. In San Joaquin County, we are so far behind. So I'm hoping that listeners can reach out if they are in my county so we can start pushing back.
And if you know anybody in San Joaquin County, help the Freedom Angels. Again, I want, you know, go to Facebook, go to their page. Amazing stuff. Amazing ladies. And also, there is a lot of young moms, including my daughter-in-law. Grandma. Well, my daughter-in-law, too.
Yeah, who's a nurse. Yep.
And my granddaughter, who just called in at the very beginning of the program, who is very interested in doing what she can. She's a preschool teacher at a Christian school. They've shut them down, and she's fit to be tied. I mean, and that's another thing, too. You know, people of faith.
Yeah.
You know,
where
are they? You know, we're the pastors. You know, the thing, well, I know that there's one particular pastor that we all know. You guys know very well.
Dave.
So, and anyway, I'd love for him to call into the program sometime if he'd like to. That'd be great.
Oh, yeah, we'll get him on for sure for you guys.
Yeah, and for anyone who doesn't know, that's Pastor Tim Thompson, and he's in Riverside County. You know, we've said before that there's one thing we agree with Gavin Newsom on, and that is that localism is deterministic. He uses that phrase a lot, and he's absolutely correct on that one thing. And that's why counties like the North State counties. I'm from the Northern Sierra Nevada, so I'm in counties that are trying to put together plans to fight back as well.
What county is that?
Well, I'm in a few. I'm up in Sierra County and Nevada and Placer. We've got business and home and in kind of different areas.
Nice. You're in Jefferson. You're in Jefferson.
Oh, right, yeah, girl. And Plumas. So, and Plumas County. So,
there you go.
We work all over the state and actually around the country, too. So, but, you know, Riverside County, I'm sure you've talked about what Riverside and San Bernardino counties, unanimously voted their board of supervisors to remove the muzzle requirements and also to basically straight full on open up in Riverside. Like Pastor Tim was going to be holding church again today, but he doesn't have to do any of the social distancing or the call in for a spot in his church because it is just fully open.
Yeah, Dave,
which is really these local board of supervisors or sheriffs or business merchants groups, the local community members. These are the real heroes in our counties and in our states and in our country. And any spotlight we can shine on them and any support we can give to them helps every one of us in this process of fighting the tyranny that we're dealing with.
Amen.
You know, the sheriff, well, of course, the sheriff of, wasn't it Riverside County? He was on Fox and Friends. He stood up and said, hey, we're just not going to put law-abiding citizens in jail and make criminals out of them when the governor's letting criminals out of prison and out of jails. It seems like you've got yourself really a good sheriff. The other thing is Dave Bryant at Glad Tidings Church,
yeah,
and that's in Yuba County, isn't that correct?
Yes.
In Yuba County, beautiful church.
Sutter County. Sutter.
Is it Sutter?
Sutter.
Sutter County.
Yeah.
And anyway, he is over in Sutter County, and Pastor Dave, when they put these restrictions on, told the Board of Supervisors not only was he going to keep his Saturday service open and his Sunday service open, but he was going to go two more days a week.
I love it.
And nobody's bothered. bother now. They probably would know better than to bother him. But, you know, I think that it's time for the pastors really to stand up. And, you know, these gentlemen are just really men of God. They're standing up for what needs to be done. We need to stand up for liberty. We need to stand up in a position to where we can stop the tyranny. And the way you stop the tyranny is with knowledge. If you know the law, it gives you knowledge. If you have knowledge, it defeats fear.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
You know, there's something else. So I was down, I flew down to Orange County yesterday to be at the Open Up event, the lockdown protest in Huntington Beach, and then also went up to the one in L.A. County at Santa Monica. Very different. I mean, literally the beaches are there's chain link fences keeping you off the beaches in L.A. County.
Wow.
And yet down in Orange County, because they have good, bold leadership that's fighting back on the governor, against the governor, their beaches are open. It looks like, you know, pre-COVID, there's everyone surfing and walking without masks and on the beach. The stores are starting to open. But, you know, I wanted to say there's something we've been passionate about from the beginning here, is that the very people that, you know, we're being told need to be protected the most, which are the elderly, are really bearing the brunt of the injustice here, because they're being locked away in their nursing homes and care facilities and the hospitals without contact from the people that love and care about mm-hmm. them the most, mm-hmm. direct contact. And at this point, I think, you know, every person needs to, if you have a loved one in a hospital or a friend in a nursing home, needs to be speaking, going to that place of, you know, that establishment, and speaking to the management there and saying, look, I'm as capable as the good people who are here working and caring for my loved one of taking whatever precautions I need, wear gloves or a mask if you need, and using good judgment to be in there with my mother or father or grandfather or my brother or my friend, and help not only comfort them in their time of need, but also advocate that the best practices are being, you know, given for their treatment.
Uh-oh. We lose you? We lost you for a minute there.
Yeah.
Was that Denise?
That was Tara.
That was Tara.
Tara.
Okay, anyway.
Sorry.
So, that really hits home for us. My daughter-in-law's mother is in the hospital, had a stroke. She's not allowed to go in there. She's not allowed to visit her. Wasn't allowed to go in and see her because of, quote, a policy, because of the medical policy we have here enforced by the dictator in Sacramento and his minions. And she wasn't allowed to do that. And, oh, by the way, did I mention she was a nurse? So, you know, the thing is it's gotten really crazy. We do line Roberta.
Good morning, Roberta.
I'm sorry we kept you on. Okay, Roberta's gone. And so, Roberta, if you're out there, I'm sorry we kept you on hold, but we, sorry.
Call back.
Call back. Anyway, ladies, if you want to hold on through the break, that'd be good. And we'd love to talk a little bit more. And it is Mother's Day, and happy Mother's Day to all three of you. You're amazing moms, amazing women, and Freedom Angels, folks. Make sure you go on Facebook. And girls, you need to friend Rally Sally.
There you go.
Yeah, friend Rally Sally. Anyway, with that, we're going to go off to a break because time has come.
For 51.
Let's get it done.
Amen.
She'd grow them in the yard. But winter always came around and made the growing way too hard. Oh, mama liked the roses, and when she had the time, she'd decorate the living room for all us kids to see.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenny.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique ability. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
In these uncertain times, do you need a much-needed break from cooking? If so, let Mary's Pizza Shack take care of you with their to-go delivery, curbside pickup. Mary's is offering to-go beer and wine at a special discounted rate. And as always, they have their famous pizza, pasta, soups, and salads. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. From Mary's family to yours, please be safe.
Princesses and pirate ships and the seven dwarfs. Daddy's smart and you're the prettiest lady in the whole wide world.
We are back. And we want everybody to know that the Cottonwood Rodeo, the 58th annual, is happening today.
At the Bobby Jones Arena in Cottonwood.
Absolutely. Doors open at 11. It starts at 1. And they're doing the Cottonwood Rodeo anyway. I'm sure there will be hundreds and hundreds of people out there. And also, you folks out there, at least in the Shasta County area, I mean, 300 of you showing up yesterday. In fact, I drove by there about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. There were still a couple with signs.
Die hard. On the corner. Die hard.
You know, pretty amazing stuff. Ladies, if you could hang just for 1 second, I'd like to get Roberta on the line. Roberta, what say you, my dear?
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Roberta.
Well, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, grandmothers, great-grandmothers, and isn't it just wonderful that we have families that cherish and love us so much, and it was a delight to hear Desiree.
Thank you.
And it's a delight for me to know that there are people, younger people, that are beginning to understand what we are trying to do with the state of Jefferson.
Amen.
And I hear it more and more.
Yeah, we heard a lot of that yesterday. We hear a lot of that everywhere because they understand that California is just too big to be governed. I mean, you can't have 120 representatives for 40 million people. That's ridiculous. So the idea of breaking it up into smaller states is absolutely the only way. The silver bullet's representation. If we don't have representation, I mean, that's what's going on now. We don't have representation. Our representatives are all on the side of a totalitarian governor who does things unconstitutionally with their blessing. So that's the whole issue right here. Anyway, Roberta, happy Mother's Day. Thank you for calling.
I have one more thing I want to say. I was talking to my daughter this morning, and she reminded me when she was in the veterinary school at Colorado State in the virology lectures that they were cautioned about vaccinations. In fact, one professor said, "You can have your vaccinations if you want, but I won't be having mine."
Well, you know, how do you vaccinate something that mutates?
Unbelievable.
Right. Unbelievable. So thank you, Roberta. Happy Mother's Day.
Hey, it's going to be 85. I'm going on a picnic.
Good for you, and happy Mother's Day, my dear, and thank you for all you do.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We'll be seeing her soon.
We will be.
She's a sweet, sweet lady.
Great lady. Great lady.
Back to the other sweet ladies.
Yeah, back to the other ladies.
The triplets, as you called them.
Yeah, the triplets, yeah. You know, and that's met with love from all of us.
With love,
here. Yes.
Always with love.
It's with fun. We'd like to have some fun now and then. So anyway, ladies, anything else that that is new and exciting? I guess it's all exciting, but anything else new?
Well, I was just going to recap. You know, we had our National Day of Prayer at the Capitol on Thursday, and not one media outlet would report on it accurately about what it was. They just said it was another protest. No one wants it to be known that it was a day of prayer and reconciliation. In addition, and we were met with 700, well, I don't know if it's 700, but hundreds of CHP officers, again, in their gear for pushing us back. Now, granted, there was no interaction because we did stay on the sidewalk. But, you know, it's just interesting how the media does not, mainstream media does not want the true and accurate story to be told about what happened
day. I have a question for you. Since I was not able to make it down there, I had some issues going on up here. I wasn't able to attend that, but for those of you that were right there on the front lines, face-to-face with those CHP officers, did they look like they were enjoying themselves?
Not at all.
Were they struggling internally on what they were forced to do?
Absolutely. See, they absolutely are.
We have great men and women in the CHP that are being forced to do these heinous acts by the jackass that runs the Capitol. So, what?
Go ahead.
Sorry. Ashley doesn't have her hand over
the
buzzer.
No, she doesn't. You didn't use the other word I thought you were going to use.
You got me thinking about it, though.
Well, it just bothers me that these good men and women are being forced to do what they had to do, you know, under the rule of Gavin Newsom again. So I'm grateful that they are not taking pleasure in doing what they have to do. And but I still question. So we need to make sure that we support them so that they see that we're supporting them, so that they will have more strength and more, I guess, intestinal fortitude to fight back.
Well, you know, one other thing, too, that I wanted to add on that is that no one's forcing them to. Yesterday when we did our rally, it was put on by a young mom, and her husband is a highway patrolman, and he was out there protesting with us. So they really don't have to. And my experience there was some of them, especially a couple of one in particular, sergeant, was walking back and forth across behind the line. He was enjoying himself, I think, you know, and you know, it's kind of like, well, you know, we're just following orders. Well, you know, you don't follow orders, as Dr. Cordy Williams said, and that's a great video, ladies, by the way. As he was talking to them, you guys have, what, 7 million views on that video at this point? Something like 7 million?
That's crazy. That's awesome. That's good.
And when 7 million, huh? And when Cordy was talking to those highway patrolmen that were in masks and full riot gear, you know, he was making a lot of sense. I mean, you don't follow an order that is unconstitutional. You don't follow an order to hurt your fellow citizens. And I don't care what it is. I mean, I still have a picture in my mind of you ladies being handcuffed and the looks on your face and being pulled on the ground. I mean, I can't just say, you know, gosh, you guys, I'm going to give you a complete pass, because where does their accountability come in?
That's unacceptable.
Where does their accountability come in? That's my question for you guys. Where does the Highway Patrol's accountability come in?
Well, we know from, you know, God is opening miraculous doors for us to have relationships, people coming to us privately. And
gotcha.
They are wrecked. They are wrecked internally. They are fracturing internally. And I mean, I can just speak for myself, Heidi Munoz-Gleisner, that I believe that God is doing a miracle right now, and it's going to be an internal fracture, and that my role and my responsibility for this moment in time is to provide that safe spot, that olive branch, the act of mercy, because we have to heal through love, and if we push further hate towards them, they're not going to have the internal fortitude to step away and create this.
Well, I think that's very wise.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, I think
it is.
I think that's wise. That is wise. You know,
and this is Tara. I agree with Heidi completely, but and you as well, like on all points, because we do still have to keep speaking truth to them and holding them accountable as well. Just like the business owners that have had to make a hard decision and open their doors. You know, against governor's orders or county orders, and sheriffs who've had to step up. Everyone
yes.
has to make a really hard decision to, the Wednesday before our, before last Thursday's, you know, National Day of Prayer and bridge building event, I ran into a couple of the CHP in the Capitol, the ones that are, you know, that maybe need to do some more soul searching on this. And one of them said to me, what did he say?
We're coming to ambush him. They thought all of the ceremony was an ambush.
Right, this was the day before, but he said, oh, are you going to, remember, oh my God, I can't believe, Denise, remember the behave, oh, he said, are you going to behave tomorrow?
Wow.
And I said, don't tell me to behave like you're my daddy. And he said, okay, are you going to obey the law? I said, you mean obey the executive order that's not the law, that is illegal? And he said, we're worried that you're going to use the National Day of Prayer as a cover, and then you're going to do some, you have ulterior motives to do something else. And I said, oh, you mean like ambush you the way you ambushed us, a group of people peacefully assembling on May 1st. And, you know, we had actually a really cordial conversation because the three of us, in fact, Denise and Heidi and I, have spent a lot of time talking to this particular officer, and we're going to keep speaking truth to him kindly and say, no, you need to make a decision to step away. You don't follow unjust laws. You don't do this. And this is that moment in history and time that we've all read about, and you need to recognize that that's what's before you and that's what's being asked of you.
Well, in law enforcement, and I agree with you, in law enforcement there is a brotherhood. And when you have a sheriff, like the sheriff of Riverside County, that stands up, goes on Fox News, and literally says, I'm not going to make the citizens in my county, the law-abiding citizens, criminals with all this ridiculous stuff. I mean, so, you know, again, what you're doing is right. I agree, Heidi, and I know that maybe I'm a little more angry than I should be in some of that stuff. But, you know, gosh, you know, if we're supposed to have personal responsibility, why can't the CHP? I mean, how can you listen to the words of Cordy and listen to him speak to you? I mean, 7 million people did, and listened to him, and still stand there. I mean, how do you even live with that? I don't care. I'm sorry. It's too hard for me to keep giving them a pass.
I have to say, Tara, the first thing he said to me when I saw him on Wednesday was, how are you doing? And I said, well, I still have bruises on me that hurt, bruises that I shouldn't have.
Right. And so, you know, the thing is that just with that, I mean, they do have a choice, and you're right. The way you're doing it is right. The olive branch, Heidi, you're so right, and God bless you all. You're right about that. It's just we've gone on and on and round and round and round with this stuff. If they're not going to see it, I mean, you know, when the apostles went out to all the different towns to preach the word, they dusted off their sandals and they left. If the people didn't hear. And I'm just saying that, you know, where do we stand at this point? The young highway patrolman who stood with us on a corner yesterday, he and his wife that put this thing together, what a great young man he is. He understands it. He gets it. I mean, anybody, I don't, you know, there's, I mean, seriously, they didn't even know what to write your ticket for. I mean,
I know they didn't, and I'm so grateful that I was able to meet that young highway patrolman. And he, tears, hugging, crying, like they are wrecked too. And I know that something is happening, and I agree, yes, we dust our feet off. There are hardened hearts there, but there are amazing, amazing men and women who do still wear that uniform that are working feverishly right now to bring about action.
And I believe that. I believe that because we met one of them yesterday, and I believe that. And you guys are wonderful. Anyway, we're going to have to go off to a break. Sean, hold with us, brother, if you're still there. Hold with us. We'll get right to you right after the break. Time has come.
For 51.
Let's get it done.
Mama, you taught me to do the right things. So now you have to let your baby.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In May, we're discussing how to design the perfect character and giving authors the right tools to make sure that their characters are people, not caricatures. In June, we're discussing the four-letter words of the writing world.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Well, we're back, and, you know, before we go to Sean, I just want to say one thing, and that is that, you know, the police departments, for the most part, the sheriff's departments, for the most part, are not in a position where they're trying to do anything to their citizens. In fact, the sheriff of Sacramento said it's time to end this whole thing. The sheriff of Riverside was on Fox News, as you all know, saying that, you know, we will just, there's no way that we're going to arrest citizens who are just using, adhering to their constitutional rights. You know, the CHPs take order from Newsom. We know that. And he threw them under the bus. He even said he didn't even give them the order to do the things they did. And he throws them under the bus and they're still obeying him. So, That's kind of a tough one to swallow, and I know we'll get back to this. But anyway, Sean, what say you, sir?
Oh, I just wanted to say Happy Mother's Day to all the moms and grandmas and mother figures out there. Rally Sally is kind of the mom of the state of Jefferson. you know, with the Leos out there, I don't necessarily agree with giving them a pass and doing what they're told. You know, they swore an oath to uphold the Constitution or protect the Constitution, and that's what they should do. And when they're not, when they're standing there, like they were saying earlier, looked like they were struggling to do what they were supposed to at Sacramento, well, struggling with doing that isn't good enough. They need to make a stand. We all need to make a stand, every one of us, pastors and everything, and everyone else, too. We need to stand against those, even though they're in charge of us, or at least a voice.
They think they're in charge of us.
Yeah, well, you're right. They do think. But we need to let them know when they're not doing right.
Amen.
You know? Yeah, you're right.
Be afraid to speak up. I mean, that is part of our First Amendment, right, is we have to speak up.
Yep.
And let them know.
Yep.
And give them our opinions. So,
you're right.
And I think that Janet wrote about that in our last messenger to the state of Jefferson.
Oh, yeah, you're right, Jen. Very good, Sean.
So some of us do read that and appreciate them. on another note, as far as the city of Reading goes, the Aquatic Center is going to be opening up for recreation.
When is that happening?
I believe in the next week. And next weekend, the volcano at Enterprise Park, Kids Kingdom, is going to be opening up.
Now, is that going to be with a 6-foot point of separation for all the children that will not be able to adhere to it?
You know, I don't know, but I think you're going to be out there in 90-degree weather, and according to these scientists that are making up all these rules as they go, 70 degrees and 20% humidity kills it, has a 30-minute half-life. So 90-degree weather, almost no, low humidity, I think we'll be fine.
Perfect.
Yeah, also, just so people know, Title 42, Code Section 1983 of the United States Code, basically it was the Civil Rights Act of 1871, and that is a statute that allows people to sue the government when they are acting under the color of law, using their authority to deprive someone of their constitutional rights, and also Title 18, the United States Code, Section 242, that makes it a crime for a person acting under the color of any law to willfully deprive a person of the right or privilege protected by the Constitution. So that's one more thing. Title 18, Code Section 242, those officers violated that. They violated it. I don't care. It's sort of, if we did it, we'd be arrested. They violated that. And on top of that, they violated the California Constitution, along with the Constitution of the United States and your First Amendment rights and Fourth Amendment rights. But in doing that, Title, Article 1, Section 3, Article 1.
Don't look at me, I'm blank today.
Yeah, Section 3, 1.
Sorry.
That's it. 3-1. I don't know why I keep forgetting that one. I did it yesterday, too, at a rally. I inverted the numbers. It does state that the state of California recognizes the Constitution of the United States of America as the supreme law of the land, and that the state of California is an inseparable part of that, which means that the United States Constitution trumps, no pun intended.
Pun intended.
No, there's a pun intended. Trumps the Constitution of the state of California. So they violated these laws. So, again, okay, I can give them a pass, and they feel bad, and gosh, I really feel bad, but you know they violated a civil code, which you can sue them on, and a statute, Title 18, Code Section 242, that they can be up to 10 years of imprisonment. I mean, how do you – I can't swallow it. I'm sorry.
No, and that's why I can't give them a pass. I mean, just – a lot of people do things under the name of just – it's my job.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it because I agree with it. I'm doing it because it's my job. Well, that's wrong. You're willfully doing the wrong thing.
That's what the Nazis did.
And breaking the law.
Nazis did that.
And in this instance, the same. So, I don't know. I don't think we give them a pass myself. And
agreed.
If I would have been there, and I wish I'd have gone there, and maybe this next Saturday when they hold another rally there, I will go. I'll try to hand them a constitution to remind them what they're supposed to be upholding.
There you go.
Right. And and not only that, but you can hand them it because we've already made copies of
yep.
of 42, 1983, and 18, 242 that we're going to hand out to people. You know, the deal is that I understand, and ladies, I'm going to give you the last word, absolutely, and I understand what you're saying, and, you know, God bless you for doing it, but I mean, at what point do we tell them, hey, no, this is right and this is wrong, what you're doing is wrong, doesn't matter, it's wrong, you broke the law, you broke your oath to two constitutions, not just one, ladies, go right ahead.
It's Heidi here.
Hey, Tara, Heidi.
Hi. Tara and Denise had to go. And you know what? I think, yes, absolutely, they did. They broke their oath. They broke the Constitution. I am an imperfect person as well. I've made many mistakes as well. And I do agree that we need to be holding people absolutely accountable, but there has to be space for forgiveness and reconciliation as well.
That's true.
So I just want it to be known that I am imperfect as well. These officers have a second chance. Jesus always has room at the foot of the cross. There's room at the foot of the cross for Gavin Newsom. There's room at the foot of the cross for Bill Gates, for every one of these officers that acted with, you know, horrific force that they reached. I mean, there's video evidence to show how horrific our treatment was. So that's where I stand. I hope others can hear my heart, hear our heart as Freedom Angels. And yes, the time is now. There's no more time to sit on our couches. There's no more time to sit behind a keyboard. We have to take action. And so I pray that everybody who's listening will do everything they can to make sure that they are at the Capitol on May 23rd, Saturday, May 23rd, high noon, when we kick off the massive event. We need 30,000, 40,000, 50,000. It's not okay for just 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people to show up. It has to be in now.
Amen. I think you hit the nail on the head.
And you strike while the iron is hot.
But you hit the nail on the head.
Yep.
you summed up everything we all been talking about, and that is, Heidi, great job. Because the real deal is that, yes, is there forgiveness? Absolutely, 1,000,000,000% forgiveness, CHP. There's total forgiveness. But, you know, okay, and yeah, there is a second chance, of course. Stand down. What do you think you're doing? Stand down. There's a second chance. But again, if they don't take the second chance, and they don't take the third chance, and they don't take the fourth chance, you're right. It's the right thing to do to keep giving them another chance. But at some point, and you're also right, God has to change their heart. We can't do that. You're right about all that stuff. And, and we've got to support. We've got to support these ladies on the. Was it the 28th, Heidi?
No,
23rd.
Saturday the 23rd, high noon.
So did Tara and Denise both go?
They had to get to other engagements.
Okay.
So yeah,
so they weren't mad at us because we were mad at the CHP?
Oh, no. In fact, you know, Denise is really, really struggling with this. Okay. It's hard. And everybody is struggling with it. And it is okay. Like, that is part of the human experience to have the anger, extreme anger and the sadness and the depression and the inconsolable weeping and not being able to sleep and not being able to eat. I mean, I don't know if you guys have seen me, but I've lost a lot of weight, and this is from stress.
So, I know. I saw you, you know, on the first, and you need to eat something.
Yes, right.
Eat something for Mother's Day.
There you go.
Yes, yes.
Eat a lot for Mother's Day. Have your hubby buy you ice cream.
Yes,
lots of ice cream. Anyway, yeah. So I think that we've run the gamut on this one. I think, but again, everybody has to be subject to the same laws. I mean, you can't have things okay for one side, not okay for another. I don't know if we'd have a second chance if we broke the law. If I did that to maybe one of those highway patrolman's office wives, I don't know if I would get a second chance, would I get a citation right there? Oh, gosh, wait. People did get citations. Gee whiz. So I think that what you're saying is right, and we do have to leave that window open. But if you know a highway patrolman, or if there's a highway patrolman out there, I'd love it if you guys would call in. That'd be great. 605-4567, 605-4567. You can even call into the next program.
Yep.
But the point is that let's hear the side of that. I haven't heard any justification on breaking your oath to the Constitution yet from the Highway Patrol. I haven't heard any justification for breaking the oath to the California Constitution. I haven't heard any justification for violating Title 18 of the United States Code, Section 242, from any highway patrolman. Of course, if they did that, that'd be an admission of guilt.
But there is no justification.
Ladies,
thank you.
God bless you. Happy Mother's Day.
God bless you. Yes.
And happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. Yes.
To all the moms and grandmothers and great grandmas out there.
And Heidi, eat some ice cream.
I will. I'm going to go eat ice cream and see you on May 23rd. Bring me lots of ice cream then, too.
There you go.
Sounds good.
All right.
Time has come
for 51.
Let's get it done.
For 51 in a Jefferson state of mind. Don't know us, you have no clue, and still you're telling us what to do. We don't know you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.